People are used to paramedics showing up at their homes when there is a medical emergency, but some Ohioans may soon see medics making house calls without lights and sirens. I'm Jay Hanselman for 91.7 WVXU. The practice is called community paramedicine, and it's been around for about a decade in some parts of the country, including Texas and Minnesota, where Chris Anderson is a community paramedic for North Memorial Hospital. He describes his job this way.
I happen to look at it as preventive maintenance, trying to stop the accident before it happens.
Anderson has been involved in emergency medical services for more than 30 years and has been a medic for much of that time.
I've been thinking, there are a lot of these patients that just didn't need to go into the hospital. If they would have stepped in, an hour or two or a day or two earlier, just taking care of something simple like, fixing up their medications.
Now Anderson spends his day visiting and providing care to 4 to 8 patients. He says an important part of the process is the social interaction with those he's treating.
When you visit your doctor, you're kind of in there. You've got your 15, 20 minutes with the doctor, and he's trying to catch up on basically everything since your last visit while he's there. Ambulance call, we're there in the middle of the emergency, and 10 minutes for us is forever there. With the community paramedic and the model we have set up at North Memorial, we allow basically 2 hours per patient.
That's right. He can spend up to 2 hours with each patient. Community paramedicine will soon be available for some Ohio residents. As part of the recent state budget, lawmakers included language to allow paramedics to provide both emergency and non-emergency care. The University of Cincinnati has already held several seminars on the topic and has another one set Friday. Larry Bennett is the program chair for Fire Science and Emergency Management. He says there are two models for community paramedicine. One deals with what emergency responders call frequent flyers.
The person who keeps calling 911 and gets delivered to an emergency room and then calls 911 and gets delivered to an emergency room. So community paramedicine has developed around the nation to help those folks find local resources so they don't call 911.
That care delivered in an emergency room setting is much more expensive and often could be better handled in a primary care setting. That's the goal of paramedicine, get the person to the right healthcare setting. Bennett says the other model deals with patients who've recently been released from the hospital.
Who don't have home care insurance, and so they're without home care or their insurance has lapsed. And in that second model, around the nation, hospitals are now beginning to use paramedics and EMT basics to render home care service.
To be clear, community paramedicine is not designed to compete with existing home care services. Local fire departments and EMS providers are exploring their options for community paramedicine. John Centers is the fire chief in Monroe. He's ready to form a partnership with a nearby retirement home. He calls it a groundbreaking concept.
It allows us to do follow-up on patients that we typically wouldn't get to see other than their 911 transport. So, when you get back to the station and you wonder, I wonder how this person did or that person did, we'll have the capability to do follow-up with them.
Centers calls community paramedicine a proactive local health care option. The Cincinnati Fire Department is also exploring the idea. Fire Chief Richard Braun is more interested in dealing with the frequent flyers. He says he sees it as a way to triage medical calls coming to the city's 911 communication center. Braun is working on a business plan to present to city council. He says it must be self-supporting.
That'd be about the only way we could look at it. We don't have in our budget to add people that we wouldn't be getting reimbursed to sustain the program. And that, again, would be part of our business plan. This is how much we projected it would bring in. This is what we projected it would cost.
Braun says some funding could come from insurance reimbursements and Medicare or Medicaid. He says community paramedicine in the city could begin as a pilot program using overtime to see if it works. UC's Larry Bennett says the idea is good for a number of reasons, including allowing communities to better use healthcare resources.
It's a good thing because it's going to reduce the misuse of emergency departments. And it's a good thing because it's going to tie community resources to patients who need them.
Ohio regulators must still decide some of the rules for community paramedicine. They could write state requirements for the concept or allow local medical directors for fire and EMS departments to decide what community paramedics will be allowed to do. Chief Center says he's hoping to have a program operating in about 2 months. Cincinnati's Chief Braun says he wants a pilot operating by the end of the year or the first part of next year. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.